Hello, sunshine. Welcome to CNN 10. I'm Coy Wire here with your 10 minutes of news for Wednesday, April 16th. We are halfway through the week. Let's aim to be a little better today than we were yesterday. And if we can keep on having days like that, it's going to be all good. Today is hashtag Your Word Wednesday. So listen to see if the vocab word you submitted helped us write today's show. Now, let's get to your news. We start today with the intensifying economic showdown between China and the United States. After U.S. President Donald Trump's administration imposed 145% tariffs on its superpower rival, Chinese President Xi Jinping is so far refusing to back down. He's vowed to fight the tariffs and give U.S. officials what he likely feels is their comeuppance. He's declining to negotiate a tariff deal and has imposed reciprocal 34% tariffs on all imports from the U.S. on April 10th. The U.S.'s economic conflict with China is a real-world showdown with high stakes that will likely affect many of us. Both economies are deeply intertwined. The U.S. relies on China for consumer electronics and rare earth minerals used to make electric vehicles, military applications, and robotics. But even basic staples of daily life like medicines, clothing, shoes, they're all widely imported from China. Meanwhile, the U.S. exports produce like soybeans to China, which are vital to the livelihoods of many American farmers. Now the tariffs imposed by both sides are so high that trade could effectively grind to a halt. Both sides could suffer terribly in a long-feared, full-blown trade war. Stock markets could once again be rocked globally, and U.S. consumers could be hit by shortages and surging prices. CNN's Ivan Watson shows us how China is reacting to what could be a defining economic struggle with the U.S.
From the beginning, the Chinese government has said it does not want a trade war with the U.S., but if one is coming, it is prepared to respond. One of the measures it appears to have adopted was announced back on April 4th, which is almost a lifetime ago in this tariff war. It wasn't a tariff. It was a suspension of the export of 7 out of 17 rare earth metals. It turns out, according to the International Energy Agency, that China has a near monopoly on the production and refinement of rare earth metals, and they are not coming to the U.S. right now. Why is that important? Well, these items, these materials and compounds show up in your phone, in the touchscreen, in the microphone, and in the vibration element here in your phone. They're also used in things like defense systems, like the F-35 stealth fighter jet, where the Department of Defense says hundreds of pounds of rare earth metals are used in that. Thousands of pounds of rare earth metals used in U.S. warships and submarines. So this measure by China creates a challenge for the U.S. to find these types of materials from a small number of other potential suppliers around the world. The Chinese government also is not sitting still. The President Xi Jinping arrived in the Vietnamese capital on Monday, and he's on a tour through Southeast Asia. He'll also be traveling to Cambodia and Malaysia. Guess what? All three countries were hit by President Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs, which he paused, announced a temporary suspension. Those tariffs were to the tune of 46%, 49%, and 24%. In Hanoi, President Xi told his Vietnamese counterpart, quote, "Our two countries should resolutely safeguard the multilateral trading system, stable global industrial and supply chains, and open and cooperative international environment." Reports that the two governments could sign up to 40 trade deals. President Xi clearly trying to portray China as a reliable and rational trading partner at a time when the U.S. government is determined to blow up the system of international trade.
Pop quiz hotshot. Most satellites are floating at what orbital altitude or distance from the Earth's surface? Low Earth orbit, geostationary orbit, sun synchronous orbit, or polar orbit? If you said low Earth orbit, let's go! That's where a vast majority of satellites are found, like SpaceX's Starlink and the International Space Station. It extends up to 1,200 miles above Earth, making it the most energy-efficient orbit to reach. Let's go now to Glasgow, Scotland, where the development of a new generation of rockets aims to transform the business of transporting satellites to their orbits in space. Glasgow-based rocket manufacturer Skyrora says its nimble rocket service can save satellite companies up to 6 months of time maneuvering satellites to space compared to the larger rockets currently used today. Our Max Foster shows us why the company calls their rockets a space taxi service.
Space, the final frontier. It's a conversation that has picked up again, with plans to return people to the moon in 2027 and even walk on Mars in the 2030s. But alongside the super heavy rockets we see on the news, there's a race to create more nimble craft. And there are few places that race is more clearly evident than the old shipbuilding city of Glasgow.
Around the central belt of Scotland, there's more satellites made anywhere in the world outside of Silicon Valley. We can have that more bespoke service for them and take them exactly where we want to go.
So while the larger companies out there at the moment, they're really more of a sort of bus service for the clients out there. They're a little bit cheaper, depending on the payloads that you're taking, but you then need to get from where they let you go to your actual destination. For us, we're more that taxi ride for them. So we can take our clients to exactly where they need to much quicker. It can save them up to 6 months in time.
At the moment, Skyrora is test launching its 11-metre Skylark L rocket, gaining valuable data for the development of its main rocket, the 23-metre Skyrora XL. The XL rocket is divided into three stages. The first stage is the most powerful, using 9 of Skyrora's Skyforce 70 kilonewton engines to lift the rocket 60 kilometres, 37 miles, into the sky. The second stage, with just one Skyforce engine, takes the craft the final distance into space, leaving the final stage to drop off its payloads.
This third stage is unique, that it can go and conduct secondary missions. So it could go and refuel another satellite, or do some deorbiting of old space junk or old disused satellites as well.
The UK holds the lonely title of being the only country to have the ability to put a satellite into space and give it up.
So back in 1970s, in the late 60s, there was actually a space program in the UK. It went from Australia in a place called Woomera, and it put up one single satellite called Prospero. Our commercial work that we're doing now is trying to bring that back.
Skyrora's designs lean heavily on the Black Arrow and later Blue Steel rocket designs, but at a fraction of the price, thanks to one key technological development.
The engines on Black Arrow and Blue Steel, they are manufactured using traditional manufacturing techniques, whereas our engines are manufactured using 3D printing, which helps to save a lot of money and a lot of time.
Basically, it's a bit of a dreamer's world at the moment, and what you can do and what you can test out really is what I expect in the next few years from the company.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, the newly crowned champions of Major League Table Tennis. It was an action-packed weekend in Philadelphia, host of the 2025 Major League Table Tennis Championships, where four teams faced off for their place as the best in the country. The Chicago Wind went head-to-head with the Bay Area Blasters for third place, and the Carolina Gold Rush defeated the Texas Smash in the championship match for the $50,000 prize and the title. Here's a look at some of how it all went down.
Very competitive sport.
We're going to have a packed standing room only crowd today.
It's the Major League Championship Finals here in Philadelphia. A home crowd. It's the number one Major League Table Tennis league in the entire USA.
Table tennis is an incredibly athletic and thoughtful sport. Not only do you need to be in great shape to move around, you're constantly calculating what to do with an opponent's shot.
I don't think any sport can compare.
All right, congratulations to our Your Word Wednesday winner, Miss Baker, and all of our Chargers at Dundee Crown High School in Carpentersville, Illinois, for comeuppance, a noun meaning a punishment or fate that someone deserves. Well done. And thanks to you and everyone for following and submitting an abundance of enticing words. Our shout out of the day goes to the Panthers of Quabin Regional Middle School in Barre, Massachusetts. Rise up. Thank you for making us part of your day. It's a privilege and a pleasure. Favorite thing we do. See you tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.